Hallmark cards, and you care enough to send the very best. Good evening. This is Jay Jackson. From the heart of New York's glittering Broadway, the makers of Hallmark greeting cards present Meet Miss Boo, a true-to-life portrait of a little girl and her heartwarming experiences. It's full of laughter and memories for young and old. In the role of Miss Boo, you'll meet one of Hollywood's fastest-rising young stars who has just completed her latest picture for Walt Disney, Melody Time. And incidentally, she's as cute as a Hallmark doll herself, Miss Luana Patton. Welcome to our Hallmark program, Luana. This is your first visit, but we're going to try to make you enjoy it so much you'll want to come back again.
All the fun on this program. Any little girl would like to be on this program for Hallmark dolls.
And I think any girl would like the surprise we have for you tonight.
Surprise? Oh, I love surprises. What is it, Mr. Jackson?
Well, I can't tell you yet. I will a little later. First, we'll have our story. Oh, by the way, Luana, the little girl and her mother who actually lived tonight's true story are listening in right now, and we'll have a word from them later in the program.
Oh, good. I hope Miss Boo likes me.
I'm sure she will, honey. Now, our stage is set, and the makers of Hallmark greeting cards bring you a Reader's Digest radio edition, the delightful story, Meet Miss Boo, starring Luana Patton.
Come from? Why did you want me?
That's Miss Boo asking questions again. Miss Boo is our little girl. And if you have a little girl, you know how they can ask questions. And such embarrassing questions.
Where did I come from? Why did you want me? Why did you, huh?
She's asked that at least 2 million times. And maybe for the first million times, I answered it. But now she knows the answers better than I do.
Where did I come from? Why did you want me? Where did I come from? Where did I?
Well, Miss Boo, what we really wanted was a house, not a baby.
Yes, that's it. Tell me about the artichoke.
Artichoke, Miss Boo, yes.
That's what I said. The artichoke.
The architect said he'd make little steps for children, and we thought we ought to explain to him.
But he kept right on, didn't he? Tell me about the woods. He tried the woods out and back, and he said, "What beautiful woods for a child to grow up in." Didn't you? Tell me about it.
You just told me about it, Miss Boo.
Yes, and there was something for child everything.
So, of course, you had that. That's right.
I love that story. It's a nice story because it's about me.
Yes. Well, now, Miss Boo, you better go out and play. I have to help Lillian with a housework.
I know. You have work to do. So I'll go out and play.
Well, then.
Yes. Oh, listen.
What?
Before I go, just tell me one more thing.
What is it?
Where did I come from? Where did you want me? Where did you stay? Where did you want me?
That's Miss Boone. And I'd like to tell you more about it. I'd like to tell you about Miss Boone and the dog. And I first heard about him from Lillian. Lillian was my maid. And my friend.
That new man down the road's got a dog. He's 10 feet tall. He can't be
Marshall.
And I'm Mrs. Wendell.
I see you like birds.
Well, I do.
This one's only a puppy yet.
What
happened? Well, he is a little too friendly at the moment.
Friendly? Yeah,
let's not be done. Yes, that's what I mean. Hey, you'll get over all that exuberance with a little training.
Well, what I'm thinking of is my charter. I have a little girl.
Oh, that's great. She's going to like poinsettia.
Poinsettia?
Yes. You see, his dog's mother was a setter and his father was a pointer. So the name is inevitable,
doesn't it? Sorry. Now about my little girl. She has to wrap around
the stable,
don't you think she
wants to? Oh, that's fine. You tell her she can tell the points out of all she wants.
Well, it wasn't that I was thinking of. I was worried about the size of your dog and his exuberance, as you call it. Miss Boo was a very little girl.
Fine! She'll have a great time at the center. Points and a lot of children.
Sometimes center that huge group like children. I felt like saying, with Pat and Sutton, I imagine. But I got married with that back room at home. It was Sunday, and when my husband brought Miss Boo back to Sunday school, what's all the look for? Say, I'm glad. Didn't you have a nice Sunday school class?
No.
Santa?
No. I was just Sunday school there.
Oh. Well, did Miss Watson, did you help Miss Watson get to the city?
No.
Well, darling, I am.
Miss Watson wasn't there.
Oh, the weather teacher.
Oh, and Miss Graham Cracker. She had a letter for her hat.
Did you help Miss Graham Cracker?
No.
Dear,
she's supposed to help us. She knows everything.
I see. Well, you were good, I hope, precious.
Well, I'm not good. I only teach one girl.
Did you play shortstop?
Play shortstop? Of course not. You were in Sunday school.
Oh, of course, dear. I forgot. Miss Boo.
Yes?
There's a new bad news on the street, Miss Boo.
Good.
But he doesn't know how strong he is.
Is she as strong as a grown-up?
And maybe probably stronger, Miss Boo. But you must remember that if he gets that body and he seems strong, he's only trying to be friendly.
Good. What does he mean?
He's trying to
understand me. It is. I like spring things.
But I want you to be sure that you understand that he's only trying to be friendly. Really?
He's trying to be friendly.
Well, it's just that I don't like to be afraid of this dog when you do me.
I'm not afraid.
Thank you, Miss Boo, but don't you
worry. I love Hunter. I'm not afraid.
For the rest of that time, Miss Boo kept trying to prove to Irwin that she was not afraid of her. Her manner of proving it was to show her how much she likes her. For example,
when she went into
the kitchen to see Lillian.
Lillian?
Yeah,
what's going on?
Nice.
Not
for you.
Well, so what?
You
can give the cookies away. You can give it.
What?
Daddy. Yeah, I got Daddy here in the floor. I'm in the lovely things from the underside of rocks.
Accordingly, I took
Boo by the hand and walked down the road toward the poinsettia.
Remember now, the only time that you told me, I'm not afraid.
I like you.
You better go first.
Now, there's nothing to be afraid of, Miss Boo. I don't think there is.
For the time being.
But I really got along with her next door.
I don't think I'll even laugh at this clever. I think I'll be sick every night and I'm
going to school.
Then I will have to walk to the school bus.
Oh, the bus, too. We had a conference about it, everybody in the family. My husband and Lily and I.
Well, I think the owner of the blonde is probably right.
You think that'll make any difference to Miss Boone, Wilson?
Well, no, I suppose not.
She'll still be fighting of him. Well, if one of us could walk or pass him every day to the school bus,
but then the field would never need us.
That's right. We've got to find some way for her to get rid of her fear.
Well, how about giving her a good time in the city just to make her forget about Poinsettia?
Well, I don't know.
Hey, that's a good idea. Let's pretend she's a grown-up woman. We take her to a nice place in the city, give her a beautiful dinner, take her to a show. Why, she'll feel like quite the woman of the world. She might be able to walk past Poinsettia with her nose up in the air.
Well, I'm willing to try it, but I don't think it's as simple as that. I got it.
What is it, Lillian?
Get her a dog. She's a beta dog now, but you get her a nice one, and she'll love them all.
Lillian, I think you're right. If you love one dog, you're master of all of them.
Yeah. Hello, Miss Boo.
Boo, we've got some wonderful news for you. We're going to get you a little dog of your own.
A toy dog?
No, dear, a real dog.
A little dog with long, tiny ears and a smile on his face.
Poinsettia has a smile.
Oh, but this would be different, honey. This would be your own dog. He'd love you, and you'd love him, and it would be different and different.
A gentle little dog that belongs to you.
I think I'd just have to play with my dollhouse some more.
Oh, but Boo, listen.
No, I don't want to talk about dogs anymore. I don't like dogs.
Continue with the second act of tonight's true story from the pages of the Reader's Digest, America's favorite magazine, presented to you by the makers of Hallmark cards, America's favorite greeting cards.
Oh, Mr. Jackson.
Yes?
Won't you please tell me what the surprise is? I can hardly wait.
Oh, here it is, Luana. A brand new kind of album. And it's for you. An album that holds all 16 Hallmark dolls.
Oh, thank you. Oh, that's my picture on the cover.
Yes, it certainly is. But aren't you going to open it?
Oh, yes.
See how cleverly it's arranged inside.
Oh, don't the dolls look beautiful? And the plays on there are such lovely.
Yes, this album really shows them off, besides being a good place to keep them. You see, there are two dolls on each page. There's a special holder for each doll with its name and number.
Number one is Little Bo Peep. Let me take her out of here. Oh, she's so cute.
And here's little Bobby Shafto, and My Pretty Maid, and the Queen of Hearts, and Mary, Mary, Quite Contrary, and... Oh, where's Cinderella? Oh, here she is.
Let me stand her up. Oh, I love Cinderella. She's so pretty, she looks like a queen.
Well, some youngsters I know play She Is a Queen, and the other dolls are the members of her royal court.
Oh, that would be fun. Let me put them back in.
Yes, after you're through playing with them, You just slip them in to their own special places in the album until you're ready to play with them again.
Oh, I'm so happy to have this whole album full of Hallmark dolls. I'm lucky.
And, Luana, lots of other girls and boys are going to be lucky, too. Because albums exactly like this, Hallmark doll albums, with your picture on the cover, are available all over America in stores that carry Hallmark cards. So aunts and uncles and cousins and friends can give other children beautiful albums exactly like yours for their Hallmark doll collections. But we'll tell folks more about the album later. Now we'd like to take you away from your dolls to star again in tonight's story, Meet Miss Boo.
Take kindly to our idea of getting her a dog all to her very own, we decided to get her used to the idea gradually. Meanwhile, there was to be a trip to the city and a good time for Boo.
Can I have peanut butter sandwiches there?
That was her only concern, peanut butter sandwiches. I told her she could have things much better than that. And when we went, we took Boo to a big hotel where they had a special children's menu. All bunnies and fairies and merry jingles.
Does it say peanut butter sandwiches on there? Does it?
Well, Boo, it says lemon phosphate. It says marshmallow fluffy surprise. It says ice cream with butterscotch sauce and pecans.
I want a peanut butter sandwich.
But this is a very special place, Boo. They have much more special things than that.
Good day. May I take your order?
Oh, yes. My wife and I will have the roast beef.
And the little girl?
Well, now, let's see.
I want a peanut...
We have something very special for young ladies. It's called the Mickey Mouse Special. With milk, of course, and vanilla ice cream.
And besides that, I want a...
That will do very well. We'll have the lovely Mickey Mouse special.
Yes, madam. Two roast beefs and one Mickey Mouse special.
I really wanted a peanut butter sandwich.
Boo.
Yes?
We want to talk to you about your dog.
I don't like dogs. They're not nice like elephants.
Oh, this one is much nicer. He's a Cocker Spaniel.
We're going to name him Frosty.
Oh, I like that name.
You like Frosty?
He's small.
Very.
He won't growl at me?
Not at all.
He won't knock me over?
No.
I'm not afraid of dogs. I'm afraid of Poinsettia. But Poinsettia isn't a dog. Poinsettia's a hyena.
Frosty will be a dog.
I'm going to like Frosty. Now can I have my peanut butter sandwiches?
You're going to have the Mickey Mouse special, darling. Won't that be nice?
The roast beef will be along in just a moment or two. Here's the Mickey Mouse special for the young lady.
I really wanted a nice...
Now, darling, look, see the nice Mickey Mouse special.
See, little girl? The Mickey Mouse special is under this silver dome here.
Ah, isn't that wonderful?
See? There you are. Now I lift up this silver dome and... There, the Mickey Mouse special.
Wonderful! It's a peanut butter sandwich!
Well, anyway, the trip to the city achieved one thing. Miss Boo was now excited about the idea of having the dog Frosty.
Frosty can walk up the street with me, and then I guess I won't be afraid of Poinsettia.
Everything was all right. On the day that Frosty was to come, we were all in the kitchen, Lilium and Miss Boo and I. My husband came in with Frosty.
Well, look what I've got with
me. Oh, Frosty, Frosty! Look at me, Frosty.
I guess he doesn't notice you yet, Boo.
He's quite friendly to me. Hello, Frosty. Hello, boy.
Look at Frosty.
Look at Miss Boo, Frosty. Look at Miss Boo.
Isn't that funny? He won't pay any attention to her.
Frosty doesn't love me. Frosty doesn't love me.
I'm afraid Boo was right. For days she yearned over Frosty, and he never noticed her.
Frosty, Frosty, look at me.
But he turned his head and smiled politely as if she'd mistaken him for someone else.
He's just making believe. He he's just making believe he doesn't know he belongs to me.
But there were tears in her eyes when she said it. Finally, one night after she'd gone to bed, she put her hot little hand in mine, and I could feel it wishing my hand was a little paw.
You know what I wish? I wish Frosty would just hurt me once, so I not know he saw me.
But he withheld even his growling. One Saturday morning, when Frosty was out in the yard, I took Miss Boo out and we sat on the lawn. Frosty was dancing. He was chasing something invisible, touching it with his curly paw and leaping away from it. Miss Boo tried to get in on the game.
Frosty, here, let me dance with you.
Yes, go ahead, Miss Boo. Maybe he'll pay some attention to you this time.
Here, Frosty. I'm here. It's no use. He never wants me to play with him.
Well, never mind, Miss Boo. Sit down here beside me and we'll watch Frosty dancing.
All right.
Oh, never mind, Miss Boo. Don't worry about it.
I wish he liked me. I feel so lonesome.
I'm sorry, darling.
Oh, look who's coming. Poinsettia.
Don't be afraid, darling.
Stay close to me.
I'm right here beside you.
Look, it's Poinsettia. He wants to dance with Frosty.
Why is Frosty turning away from him?
Go ahead, Poinsettia. Make him dance with you.
But look at Frosty. What an indifferent animal.
Don't let him shut you out, Poinsettia.
Why, Frosty's turned his back on Poinsettia.
Look at Poinsettia's tail way down there. I think Poinsettia's crying.
I guess Frosty just doesn't want playmates.
Poor Poinsettia.
He's coming this way. Now, don't be frightened, Miss Boo. Oh, he's sitting beside you. Now, don't worry, Miss Boo. I'm here.
He's nasty, isn't he, Poinsettia? There, let me pat you. There now, there. There, see, he spoke to me. He's my friend. Poinsettia's my friend. And neither one of us have to be lonesome anymore.
It goes with Miss Boone. Problems. Little bitsy problems that are much greater, really, than the problems my husband and I and Lillian have. Problems of learning. I know that someday Miss Boone will be grown up, and we won't realize, when that day comes, that the growing up process has been going on minute after minute as she solves one after another of these great, big, little problems. Sometimes, though, there is one big step in her development. Today there was one. Today she wrote for the first time at home.
Hello.
Hello, Miss Boo.
I made something in school for you today. It's supposed to be a surprise, but it's really a calendar.
Oh, well, I need a calendar, darling.
I pasted it on crooked, but you can read the numbers. See?
Oh, it's lovely.
That little green thing is a tree. I'm supposed to give it to you when I want to, and I want to now.
Well, that's fine, because I want it now myself.
But first, I must write on it.
Write?
Yep.
Well, that's wonderful. I didn't know you could write yet. Here, sit at my desk.
Thank you. It'll take a long time, because I have to write a whole word.
I sat across the room with a book and didn't gaze at her too much as she worked. She bent her neck in touching earnestness, and her absurd yellow curls, tied with a ribbon, made a golden shadow across her brow.
I'm writing what they taught me.
It was her first real writing at home. And she was certainly correct. It did take her a long time. Finally, she was finished, and she brought the calendar to me in an envelope.
I've written your name on the envelope. It's not really your name. But it's what they taught us in school. I've written Mother. But you know it means you. That's all right, isn't it?
All right. It was wonderful. You see, we adopted Miss Boone. I'm not really her mother at all.
Thank you. thank you, Luana Patton. Ladies and gentlemen, Luana will be back in just a moment. But first, I'd like to remind you that children are going to have more fun than ever collecting Hallmark dolls, now that there's a lovely new album to put them in. It gives you a new and inexpensive way to make some child very happy. And during this introductory period, the album is only 25 cents when you buy one or more of the Hallmark dolls. Now, you'd expect the albums alone to be worth a dollar, but you can give your little boy or girl or some little friend the Hallmark Doll Collector's Album with three beautiful Hallmark dolls in it to start a collection for only $1. It's a wonderful and truly different gift that will make any child's heart leap with joy. Then later, you or friend relatives can help complete the entire collection of 16 colorful Hallmark dolls. The dolls are as easy to mail as letters and cost only 25 cents each. And each new doll added to the collection will mean a new thrill for a child. So stop in tomorrow and see this new album at the store where you buy Hallmark cards. Remember, the album with three dolls in it is just a dollar, and it does make a wonderful gift for a child. Now again, here's Luana Patton. Many thanks to you, Luana, for your great performance tonight.
Oh, it was fun, Mr. Jackson. But now you promised to read the message from Miss Boo and her mother.
Right you are, Luana. It says, Miss Boo and I are delighted that you're telling our story on the Hallmark program. We both think it's been a lovely story to live. Miss Boo says that when I was on the radio once, you could hear my hair. So I hope you'll pick an actress to play me who has musical curls. At the moment, we're in California working to put our latest novel, Hope of Earth, into the movies. Cordially, Margaret Lee Runbeck.
Oh, gee, I've got a wonderful idea, Mr. Jackson. Why don't we send Miss Boo one of the first Hallmark doll albums? I'll bet she'd love it.
It shall be done, Luana. And suppose you autograph it before we send it to Miss Boo.
Oh, I'd love to, Mr. Jackson. But first you should tell me about next week's program. Is it true?
It certainly is, Luana. It's about a bank robbery that started a dramatic chain of events in one man's life. To play his part, we have selected a star of stage, screen, and radio, Roger Pryor.
It sounds exciting. I'll be listening.
We hope you'll all be listening, ladies and gentlemen, when next Thursday, the makers of Hallmark greeting cards bring you the exciting true story entitled Death of Honor, starring Roger Pryor. Tonight's story, Luana Patton was supported by Barbara Weeks in the role of Mother. Meet Miss Boo was dramatized by Robert Sanadella and was based upon true stories condensed from the book of Miss Boo by Margaret Lee Runbeck as they appeared in the Reader's Digest, America's favorite magazine. The Hallmark program was directed by Mark Loeb with music especially composed by Jack Miller. Now, this is Jay Jackson saying good night to you all until next week at the same time, when our story will be Death of Honor, starring Roger Pryor. And be sure to listen the following week when our guest will be William Powell. This is CBS, where 99 million people gather every week, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
This is KMBZ, Kansas City, Missouri. Earl Smith and the news after the tsunami.